Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching a series on how to walk in divine health. And in this portion of it, we're teaching you how to walk in the divine love of God. If you want to walk in divine health, you have to learn how to walk in the divine love of God. Because without the love of God, you can't make any of these things manifest. Nothing works. After you have love, then all after love, then you can have hope, and then you can have faith if you have the Word of God hidden in your heart. If you have not studied the Word of God, and you do not have the Word hidden in your heart, a whole bunch of it, then you cannot see God do great and mighty miracles. But if you've hidden the Word in your heart, and you're walking in this God kind of love, He says, He gives us a blank check. He says we can ask Him for anything in the name of Jesus. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything, and He will do it for us. So, we need to learn how to make this work. Well, we're in this series on how to walk in the God kind of divine love. He says here that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things, there is no law. So, if we let the love of God dominate us, in us, what a difference it will make in our lives. You will see mighty things happen that you've never seen before. Now, because love is a fruit of the recreated human spirit, it can grow and be developed because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts that we can love the brethren. Now then, it's up to us to do something with that love nature. It's not up to God. He's already done His part. But I've come to realize the more I read the Word of God, He done everything. He's already performed every act He's going to perform. He's done everything, and He's given you and I as His children everything. That's awesome when I learned all those things. I used to pray about certain things in the Word of God, not realizing it was already mine. All I had to do is act on it. He had already done it for me. He had done it at the cross. It was already mine. Now then, even though the love of God is in us because it's been shed abroad in our hearts, it won't work or be developed unless we put it into action. You see, developing and exercising the God kind of love is up to us, not God. He's already put that love in our hearts, and now then you have to develop it. We must feed our spirits on God's Word. I mean, you got to read the Word, study the Word, exercise the Word. And if you'll do that, it will grow because it is a fruit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Now, God's love will do the best for the other person, always. You will always do good things for other people. When you begin to be dominated by the love of God, the other person's interest will become your interest. You will want to do good things for those people. You will want to do good things for your mate, for your children, for your friends, for just people. You'll want to do good things. And the more the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, the more you'll want to do good things for other people. Now, natural love will say, I want it my way, every time. It'll never give in to the Spirit. Natural love will always want its way first. It will never yield to the Spirit. Now then, Romans chapter 13, verse 10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. See, love is the most important thing there is. Walking in this God kind of love, this divine love, will set you in a new plane of faith that you've never walked in. But it's very, very difficult to walk there. The devil will do everything he can to get you back into a natural love, because a natural love or a flesh kind of love, it will always think, me, I want to please me. I don't care about my neighbor or my spouse or whoever. I'm only interested in me. Well, that's not the God kind of love. Love absolutely works no ill to anyone. The flesh can really get stirred up when someone does you really wrong. You know, think about times in your life when somebody's done something wrong to you, and what did you do? How did you react? Did you retaliate? Did you threaten them? Did you get mad at them? Your husband walked in and did something you didn't like today. You get mad at him, tell him you wasn't going to fix dinner for him, slap him in the face, and tell him to go fix his own dinner. You know, wow. You're definitely not walking in God kind of love. People will say, well, you don't know what he's done to me. Well, all I got to say is you didn't read 1 Corinthians 13. He didn't either. But if you are Christians, and you say you are, if both of you will go back to the Scripture and read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the first eight verses, you will find out what love really is. Then when you begin to walk in that kind of love, you develop the fruit of the Spirit, and you begin to see God do these awesome, wonderful things. You'll begin to get to where you can pray the prayer of faith, and then you'll get to see the Lord do some awesome things. Stop and think about this. He has given us a book full of magnificent promises. I mean, great and awesome and precious promises. Why is it that so few people in the church ever act on these promises? Because they're not walking in love. They're not walking where the Spirit tells them to walk. They've not studied the Word. So their eyes are blinded to these mighty truths in God's Word. When you start walking in the Spirit, you start walking in love, then the Holy Spirit will reveal these things to you. You'll read that Scripture and it'll jump off the page at you. And the Lord will say, there, my son, I made you a promise. I told you, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask me whatever you want to, and I will do it for you. Wow. What you can see God do when you stand on those mighty promises. I've seen the Lord in the last few years. I couldn't even begin to name all the wonderful things I've seen God do when I pray or when I rebuke the spirits and see people's lives change. I mean, I've seen so many people miraculously healed, even over the telephone. I mean, the other day, a man or woman from Chicago called me. She was down in her back. I prayed the prayer of faith for her. She was instantly healed. She said, my sister-in-law out in Phoenix, Arizona, is down in her back. Would you call her and pray for her? I said, sure. So I hung up the phone. My phone rang, so it was about 30 minutes before I got off that phone call. By the time I got to her, I called her. She said, I've been waiting on your phone call. My sister-in-law said you were going to call. And I said, well, I got tied up with another phone call, but yes, here I am. And I questioned them a few questions and made sure they were walking in love, made sure they had their sins all repented of and everything. And then I prayed the prayer of faith for the woman, which had an excruciating pain in her back. God instantly healed her. She could pick up her grandson. She was running around the room screaming. I mean, the Lord says in John 14, 13, and 14, ask the Father in my name anything, and I will do it for you. So therefore, ask anything in my name, and it shall be yours. What do you do with promises like that in God's Word? They're all over the place in His Word. Well, if you're walking in the God kind of love, and if you believe the Word, the Holy Spirit, as you read and study God's Word, He will convict you that these things are yours because you're walking in obedience to His Word. Now then, when you're walking in obedience to God's Word, there is no limitations of what God will do for you when you ask, because He promised you that. Now, if you're not walking in the God kind of love, you haven't developed this fruit of your spirit, you're not doing the things He told you in His Word, you're walking in some kind of sin, then your eyes are blinded to these things. You will not be able to see them. You will not act on them, because faith worketh by love. And if you don't walk in love, you can't have these things. Now, there's some things here. It says, love worketh no ill to anyone, so the flesh can really get stirred up when you do something wrong. You know, if we can't treat people wrong and think we can prosper as Christians, if you think you can talk evil about people, you know, do things wrong, murder, kill, steal, you don't even have to go that far. You can just kill somebody with your tongue. You can literally kill them with your tongue. You can kill them with body language. You know, you have to be careful how you use your body language. I know, I've been guilty of that before. So I know what we can do and how we can hurt people just with body language. You don't even have to open your mouth to hurt someone. And so therefore, you stepped out of a love walk. I'll have to confess, I've been guilty far too many times. But I'm trying my best to walk in love with God all the time. When I mess up, I'm so grateful that I have this magnificent King, Jesus, that I can come before the Father in His name and covered by His blood and repent of my stupid sins, and He will forgive me and wash me in the blood and cleanse me and restore me to fellowship. Now, I'm grateful for this new covenant that I have the privilege to do that. But I don't like to go to court very often. I hate to be in court. Nobody likes to be in court. When I was a young man, I was in court regularly because of my driving. I like to drive fast. Well, I get caught, and I was in court regularly, and it cost me money every time. One day my dad told me, he said, son, you can either keep driving fast and giving your money to the court and not having anything for yourself, and you can lose your driver's license or maybe even go to jail. But he said, it's your choice. He said, the only thing you got to do to stay out of that courtroom and stop giving them your money is stop speeding. Now, it's your choice. You have the choice. Well, I finally wised up and I stopped speeding. Today, I don't speed. I try to never speed at all. I try to drive the speed limit. Everywhere I go, I never had to worry about getting stopped by a police officer. I hate going to court. Well, I hate going to court in the spirit realm, too. And every time I sin, I have to go to court and have to stand before my Father and plead my case or get Jesus to plead my case. I can't go before Him. But as long as I'm in sin, Jesus has to go before the Father and plead my case. I don't want to have to go before the court. So how do I stay out of court? I don't sin. I walk in love. When I walk in love, then I have the privilege, washed in the blood of Jesus, to come boldly into the throne of grace and ask my Heavenly Father, in the name of my Jesus, whatever I want to, and He will do it for me. What a privilege. What a privilege to be able to do that. Now then, if we treat people wrong, we cannot absolutely prosper as Christians.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.